This is Kate Havrilek. I'm at the British Embassy on Avenue Oudegem in Brussels on the 31st of December 2020, a terrible year. And we're ending it with a vigil to say goodbye to the UK being a member of the EU. I'm here with Emma Woodford from, well, many things, but particularly the BABS platform, which is Brexit and the Belgian British Facebook page. Hi, Emma. What are we doing here tonight?
Hi, Kate. Well, we're here in a very sad evening. It's the last day of 2020. And tonight, the transition period ends. So tomorrow, the UK is 100% no longer part of the EU. And we're here this evening to mourn, to take this moment to come together and to mourn in this wonderfully typical Belgian weather. And so that we can have a bit of nice time together and have a rest tomorrow and wake up and rejoin the fight and start the fight again to rejoin the EU.
And you organised this vigil. Yes. Through what medium did you organise it?
Well, I organised it through our Brexit and the Belgian Brits Facebook group, which is a platform, an online platform of around 1,500 members now. And we use peer support to give each other advice about things like getting Belgian nationality or transferring to the new M card. And we're also, this evening is going to be filmed by a film crew because we're making a film about to document these days. But we're also fundraising for the film and we'd like it very much if everybody could spare a tenner for us over the new year in order for us to be able to meet our goal to have a film to show. Yeah.
Could you just let us know exactly how we would be able to support the fundraiser?
Yeah, if you come and join our Facebook group on BABS, we'll also make the link public on our group, on our page, and it's KissKissBank fundraising platform.
The weather is suitably grim, I have to say, but you know, we've got our film crew with us as well, and people lighting candles and a sense of slightly wet, miserable togetherness to see the end of the year and the end of this era that, you know, I've known all my life. So I hope that we can come together and actually make something good out of it and start with a sort of short documentary that records how we're feeling.
When you say how we're feeling, do you mean the Europeans, the British who are in Europe now feeling somewhat marooned by Brexit?
I think that's absolutely right. I think the Brits who are living in Europe and who came here for love, for work, for studies, spontaneously and always thinking they'd be able to move freely between countries, back and forth between any European countries and the UK, suddenly find that their wings have been clipped. And in my case, I got a text telling me my English bank account was closing, my professional credentials were suddenly being put back in question after 25 years as a lawyer, with nobody really sort of explaining anything to you, just headline messages about be prepared for Brexit without that having any clear significance, partly because the negotiations took so long to come to a result. So yes, I'm not the only one, and it does really cheer me up that we can be British in Europe and find new ways perhaps to express this.
And so I believe that you're currently involved in a fundraising to support the documentary that you're hoping to make on the British feeling in Europe, particularly in Belgium at the moment. Can you tell me very specifically where I can find the links and everything to your fundraising, to your documentary?
So yes, we decided that this documentary would be a community project and therefore also crowdfunded. And we set up a crowdfunding page on Kiss Kiss Bank Bank under Babs the Movie, B-A-B-B-S. And so far we've had a really good response. So we're hopeful. We've set quite a short deadline so that we can track on with the interview and other filming we want to do at the end of January, beginning of February. We're quite hopeful that people will give generously and also feel very much a part of what we're trying to document and express.
Well, I'm the second generation of Brits to move here. My parents did so in 1974 and we did so in 2002. Basically, we moved from Yorkshire because for work, and it was easier to move to Brussels than it was to move to London. And my three children, two of whom are with us tonight, have all been brought up in the Belgian school system. We are here basically because we are mourning the loss of our rights that we have as British people. The loss of freedom of movement, the loss of an ability to retire to another country other than Belgium or the UK at the moment. Potentially loss of jobs. I have cousins who work in Sunderland for the Nissan plant, and they are very concerned at the continuity of goods.
Have you done anything, if you wouldn't mind me asking, since the referendum, have you done anything about taking a different nationality? And if you have, what's been the story with that?
Yes, I have. I decided to go Belgium because it was just a safe option. It guaranteed my rights, guaranteed them far better than the British government was going to. As it so happens, the Belgian government has introduced legislation that guarantees most of our rights, but going Belgium was just a simple and straightforward process that was a much safer way of doing it.
And how do you feel about being here outside the British Embassy with a small but determined group of very wet Brits to pay this, well, have this moment together? How's that feeling?
Sad and disappointed. That it's come to this, and that basically Britain has been hijacked into what is basically a terrible deal. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
My name is Karana McAvoy, and I live in Brussels. And, well, yeah, this is the end of a few very long years. I just feel quite devastated, actually. I have most of my family in the UK, and we all feel quite cut off from each other now. So, yeah, very sad evening. And we're here just to show how sad we are, that we're still united and we still feel European.
A cup of kindness yet for sake of old lang syne.